B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Final hour here, 98.5, the Sports Hub, Zolak and Bertrand program. I'm Christian Arcan in for Beetle. That's Ted Johnson and Mike Sarge-Riley in here as well. Following this Robert Kraft story, Adam Schefter on SportsCenter just a minute ago said a source told him that Robert Kraft is, quote, not the biggest name caught up in this sting. Really?
In this sting?
I mean,
that's a big one.
That's a big name. If there's a bigger name than Robert Kraft... I saw a list of names. Like, I saw someone holding it and said, here's the list of all the names of the people. And I looked at it. I didn't recognize another name other than Kraft's. But that doesn't mean that was everybody on that list. Was everybody else who's involved here. So if there's another name, I don't know.
You know, on the list, he is he's not the oldest either. There's someone born in 1934.
They have their birthdays on there?
Yep. 1934.
Why do they have their birthdays on the list?
I don't know.
It's
got the name and date of birth.
Okay.
Born in 1934 and 1939. Kraft was born in 1941. So that makes him 77. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So you had
77.
Yeah, so do the math there. You had a 79-year-old and then a, what's that, 41 and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
80-year-old.
This thing happened in Jupiter, Florida. It didn't happen in Bangor, Maine, or Tomball, Texas, or
right.
Somewhere in the middle of Montana. It happened in a place where there's a big population of very wealthy, powerful individuals.
Mm.
You know, that's where a lot of powerful, you know, families, men, you know, reside for a lot of times in the winter and for vacationing purposes. So it's you know, that's where a lot of very wealthy, powerful people live, and vacation is down in Jupiter, Florida. So, now my curiosity is got the better of me. I'm like, who else is on this?
My grandparents used to live in Jupiter, Florida.
Did they?
Before they passed on. I had no idea what they were involved with.
You only knew. It's a beautiful place. You understand why everybody wants to vacation there.
Sure.
Jupiter is amazing.
You know what I just thought of? You know who else is from Jupiter?
I know what you're going to say.
Tiger Woods.
Someone just tweeted that to me. Just tweeted that.
I'm not telling you he's involved. I'm just telling you there's a guy who lives in Jupiter. He has a restaurant there.
Right.
That's where he got busted with his DUI, right? Wasn't that in Jupiter?
He fell asleep in the car.
He had all the pain pills going and stuff, and he was asleep in his car on the side of the road.
Yep.
And he's had his forays into the... Yeah. I don't know about little parlors like that, but we certainly know about Tiger's habits. Hey, listen, I'm not saying that name just popped into my head. That's all. A bigger name than Robert Kraft, who is caught up in a sex crime in Jupiter. Well, yeah. I mean, there's not too many other bigger names than Robert Kraft, and second of all, there's the Jupiter connection there too. Anyways, that's
we're
getting very close to speculation. I don't really want to do that.
We should probably backpedal on that. Do we think that there's going to be a statement from the NFL before the end of the workday today? Do you think this is something? I mean, is this something that a commissioner needs to address right away? I mean, you're commissioner of a league, and you're one of your most powerful men in it. Is got charges against them, and these what are really awful allegations. Is this something that you need to address right now?
I'm going to vote yes, but it's going to be a very general sort of, we're very disturbed by these allegations, and we're going to collect as much information as we can, and then we'll decide the next step from there. That's it. Very seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to gather all the info and investigate as best we can, and then we'll have, when we know more,
I think they have
more.
To. Yeah. I think Roger Goodell has
say
been criticized recently for being on the sidelines for a lot of issues.
Right.
You can't sit on the sidelines for this one.
Right.
For Roger Goodell.
And also, you know, I'm sure he'll give him a little thing like, you know, Robert Kraft has been very charitable to many organizations, and we stand behind him. So they're going to work with him because, in the end, he is one of Goodell's bosses. He's got to, you know, he pays the bills for that, and he helps Goodell make all that money. So they're going to compliment him and then be very, you know, sensitive to the topic of what's going on.
That'll be interesting if they do kind of.
I wouldn't be surprised.
If that'll be interesting because I wonder. Well, I just don't know how close Goodell and Kraft are anymore. Yeah. You know, I mean, I know they used to be very close.
Yeah. But today, though, I'm with you today.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And by 4 o'clock.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be.
It is Friday. You know, this is the day. This is the day to bury something if you're going to, right? But I don't think the NFL wants to bury that. I don't think that. I think it would look worse for them if they didn't say anything. They have to say something. Even if it's just something general, like we're disturbed, we take this very seriously, we'll keep gathering info and getting information.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all they really have to say.
If
I think
nothing comes from the league office, they will get crucified.
Sure.
They will get crushed, and rightfully so, because what the NFL is so good at, is kicking the can down the street, ignoring it. Hey, we're investigating this allegation. Okay, and do we ever hear follow-up or any conclusions to so many of these things that they investigate? Hardly ever. And you know what? People still tune in. People still can't get enough. People still want more. You know, so they're able to kick the can, you know, down the street and kind of delay.
Right.
Because people will forget. They have short memories. But this is something, you know, obviously they're not going to be able to ignore. I think they need to have a statement out by later today.
And just, Christian, to Ted's question before or his point before about the personal conduct policy, I'm reading it right now. It says, it is a privilege to be part of the National Football League. Everyone who is part of the league must refrain from conduct detrimental to the integrity and of public confidence in the NFL. That includes owners, coaches, players, other team employees, game officials, and employees of the league.
So yeah.
That's right in
there.
That's
everyone.
Right in there.
Including him.
That's even for the scorekeeper. That's for the guy, you know, anybody. If you're getting a paycheck from the NFL or the team, you are part of that personal conduct policy. To everyone.
Forgive my memory's a little foggy. And when it comes to the Jerry Richardson scandal or alleged allegations against him, and he sold the team, was there any formal punishment handed down to him, or was it just one of those deals where it was like, you know, I think selling the team would be a good idea. You just maybe not being there on a day-to-day kind of deal is maybe the best way.
You're talking about Richardson?
Jerry Richardson. Yeah. I just don't remember, like, how the NFL handled that. I mean, that's, you know, those were huge allegations against a very powerful owner.
Let's see. There was a 2017 Sports Illustrated report about the Panthers employees who received the big settlements due to the workplace, you know, stuff. And at least one occasion, racial slurs, like all sorts of that. Richardson was a jerk. According to the sources, which were the basis for the article, Richardson asked women in the office to turn around, admire their ass, and all this other stuff. On the same day, it was announced that Richardson intended to sell the Panthers franchise at the conclusion of the 2017 season.
No.
So I guarantee you there was pressure behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And he probably didn't want to do it. But, you know, enough of them sort of got in there and said, hey, Jerry, like, you want more of this to come out?
Mm-hmm.
You want more of these details to come out? We were
talking about that this year here, and that was in the workplace for a league, for a team owned by the league,
right?
The league, or, you know, the guy was, it was a workplace issue. This isn't a workplace issue. That was going on for years in the workplace, right?
Sure. But it also, and that I think adds an element to it that doesn't exist here. But if there's more details of Kraft, or if there's, you know, another list maybe that, you know, he turns up on, or somebody else involved in these other spas. Like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Anything's possible at this point with, you know, the limited details that we have. But if it's about how it reflects on the league, you know, in office, out of office, in with the team or not, like, I still think this is a bigger deal than Richardson already. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like Jerry Richardson, that was a big story. This has been a story for about an hour, and it's already bigger than that.
I say bigger in the sense that there's reportedly evidence, video evidence.
Yeah.
When I think a lot of the, I don't know if there was quite that smoking gun in the Jerry Richardson case. I could be wrong, but I was just thinking of, like, other owners that have found themselves in trouble. Jim Irsay, we were talking about him earlier.
Right.
So he got, when he got found intoxicated behind his car, and there was lots of cash and then prescription pills. Do you guys remember what the fine was or the penalty was for him at that time? I have it in front of me. If you guys can remember.
Jim Irsay
for he got he was guilty on one misdemeanor count of operating a vehicle while intoxicated. He got suspended 6 games and $500,000.
Half a million.
That's
half
it.
A million.
I was thinking it was because Richardson got fined too, like $3 million, I think, for like workplace harassment. I didn't realize it was only $500,000.
They didn't lose a draft pick, huh?
Nope.
Just saying.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. So, yeah,
$500,000, huh?
You thought it'd be a lot more?
I thought it'd be at least a mil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would, I would think
like
so,
minimum.
Too. Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder, you know, where how they get the names of everybody? Like, did Robert Kraft walk in there and say, "Hi, I'm Robert Kraft. I'd like to pay for," you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
how,
people know who he
they
is.
Got cameras in
probably
there.
Easy
they got
ways to identify.
Were they like grabbing guys off the street? Like, what were they? You know, when they came out, were they standing there ready? Like that show? Well, what was that show with? You know, why don't you have a seat right over here? Yeah. And then the police come and arrest you with the. What was that show called? Oh, To Catch a Predator. Like, was it like that? Sure, were they like? Were they setting up on him, waiting for guys to come out? Like, there's
the details will come out.
You know,
the details will come out.
He's such a pop culture icon now. Last weekend, he was at the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah,
you know, shaking hands, kissing babies, and all that. He does that. He goes out with high-end celebrities here. Meek Mill. Look at all that stuff. Everything that he's put himself out there in the public eye. It's very hard not to find out who that is. Like, even people around here in New England and Boston, they know who Ted Johnson is. Mm-hmm. But you go around into around the country, you know who Robert Kraft is.
Of course, no, he's. But you just wonder if maybe Mr. Kraft thought that this spa and some of the details you've given about this spa where these alleged acts went down. It's not a place that maybe he felt like he would be recognized,
right?
Or that they knew who he was because of the people that were inside this establishment. But you're right. I mean, he's. I mean, I would think most people that even aren't NFL fans know what Mr. Kraft looks like and how he looks. Yeah.
Yeah. The sheriffs have said there's hundreds of men who were participated in this. Some are prominent members of the community. Kraft lives down there seasonally, I think. He's one of those snowbirds, you know. He's down there in the summer, or in the winter, I should say. Officers served at least 8 search warrants in Martin County. The cases will be tried in federal court. All 6 of the female victims are from China. None of them speak English, but there are interpreters on hand to assist in the next stages. Sheriff's office is working on places for them to stay. I mean, they were living there. They were brought in here. That's the part of it, I think, that you sort of look at and think, okay, you know, there is a really tragic aspect to this, and it's not Robert Kraft. It's these girls. I mean, that's
when you put it that way, Christian, you're absolutely right. So when I say this is sad, comparatively speaking to what the victims went through, obviously that's a poor choice of words on my part.
I wasn't trying to dump
on anything. I know, but when you put it in those terms, and guys, I feel like just for this, just this kind of story to just break, there's very vivid details.
Sure.
That they're putting in, that they're allowing people to see in this report. I mean, there's just a lot of things where it's hard to sit there and think that there isn't something to this, you know? So,
I mean, listen, you know, Irsay was fined and suspended for the drugs. Jerry Richardson sold the team. You know, the next step here is going to be a big one. The next step here is going to be huge. And whatever that is, I mean, we don't know yet. Obviously, there's still a lot of information to come out here. But this could very well be a franchise-altering, league-altering thing that happened here. And this is just the beginning. I mean, really, that's what we're talking about at this point.
And you never know, too. Like, look, he was one of the most powerful owners in the NFL. You don't know. Like, how many friends has he made? Has he made enemies within the league office with other owners? You know, and yeah, he works, Mr. Kraft. You know, Roger Goodell works for Mr. Kraft, but he also works for 31 other owners.
Yeah.
You know, and how is he perceived by his peer group? And I think that's going to play a part in how the NFL handles this, too.
All right, 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. Hey, Sarge. It's like, who the hell is hitting me? Just Sarge. Sarge taking the long route so he doesn't block the cameras. Very professional. Thank you, Sarge.
This is a day where all producers walk into their shows and they say, throw out the rundown.
Yep.
Whatever you had planned to talk about is no more.
I mean, that was a rough Celtics game last night, I know.
Yeah.
You know? All these other things, you gotta throw them right out the window.
Out
if we're going to really dive deep into Kyrie in the first half and you know, the Charlie Coyle trade.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot still to unwrap here.
Yep.
There are 7 topics trending in Boston right now. Would you like to hear what they are?
Please, by all means.
Number one.
I can't even imagine.
Number one, Robert Kraft. Number two, Bob Kraft. Serious. Number three, #Patriots. Number four, Mr. Kraft. Number 5, Jupiter, Florida. Number 6, Meek Mill.
Wow.
Number 7, Roger Goodell. Those are the top 7 trending topics in Boston right now.
Well, like Ted said, we're going to be eagerly keeping an eye on the NFL account, PR account, all that.
I just realized I looked at my Twitter, and I'm so bad at social media, but I'm trying to get better. So I'm still on Houston Trends from living in Houston the last 8 years.
Oh, no way.
Do you want to hear the top trends that's going on in the Houston Twitter market right now? Number 1, Robert Kraft. Number 2, hashtag Go Texans Day. Number 3, hashtag National Margarita Day. They love their margaritas down there. And number 4, Jupiter is trending. So that's in Houston, Texas right now. And then Pats are at the very end. So it's not only is this a big story here, but this is going to be a big story in all NFL cities today.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll keep you updated on any more facts that come out. We don't know anything other than what's been reported. Okay. There's no secret stuff in here. There's no secret information that we've been getting. So if you're calling looking for that, or if you think we're sitting on stuff, I can guarantee you I'm not. Teddy might be, not me though. I don't know anything more than what's been reported. And that's certainly it. Sarge obviously is,
we're keeping an eye on it.
Keeping an eye on things.
Yeah, I mean, but this is a very fluid situation.
For your headlines, this just happened. I mean, we're an hour into this, and this is the dominating story here of the day. In case you missed it, in case you don't know, law enforcement agencies have raided 5 massage parlors in Jupiter, and the list of names that have come out here. This all happened in the previous 2 days, the raids and the arrests and sort of all of that. Now the names of the clients are coming out, and one of those names is Robert Kraft. So apparently, according to Adam Schefter, he's not the biggest name on this list, not the biggest name in the list of potential clients here for this place, which is certainly going to have everybody going nuts wondering who the hell that is. Who's a bigger name than Robert Kraft?
Is it a bigger name in football? Bigger name in, in the world of entertainment? Mm-hmm. Politics? Now it's just going to... It's all I can do to wait to see what that next name is.
Yeah, it's and that again isn't really the
no,
like what I'm mostly focused on here. What I mostly want to know from a Patriots perspective is how the league handles it, how the team handles it, what Kraft says outside of the statement that he made, where, by the way, he's categorically denied this. He said that he has not committed a single crime. Which, again, you get your day in court. It just, if you showed up there, if you showed up with the intention of paying for this, that's, that's a crime no matter where you are. That's, except for like Vegas, I think. I think that's a crime everywhere. So it certainly is in Florida. It is, in Massachusetts too. So again, the biggest shock to me, I think, is that he was involved in a place like that. I think that's the part of it that I'm having the most trouble with, just looking at this place and pictures of it and, some of these people and everything else. I just, when you picture a billionaire, you picture a guy with the world at his fingertips, you don't picture him going into a place like that.
Right.
I guess that's it. And maybe, like you said, maybe there was, part of the anonymity of it might have been.
Yeah, there's an allure to just maybe being in a place that nobody knows who you are. At least that's maybe what you think. And that you're willing to take risks just to avoid detection, right? I don't know. I think that's the only thing I could maybe think of is like, well, I can be unassuming and nobody will know who I am in here, and so you attempt maybe riskier behaviors with that in mind, not knowing obviously that it's part of something bigger and that people are watching and that you're being set up for something bigger.
Yeah. The name of the place was the Orchards of Asia Day Spa. Kraft being charged with solicitation, and officials in Jupiter said they have videotaped evidence of Kraft, who made 2 trips there. Chief of police, Daniel Kerr, said our concern in this investigation centers around victims of the human trafficking. Kerr also said they were working with interpreters and advocacy groups to gain more information about the women who were trafficked. It seems like there's 6 victims who were held in terrible conditions in these places, basically sleeping on their massage tables. And not given any time off, any days off, any anything, and were brought here under the guise of real employment, of an actual job. And This sting is believed to be linked to an international human trafficking and prostitution ring. Florida federal law defines human trafficking as soliciting. I'm reading from Pro Football Talk right now. Recruiting, harboring, transporting, or otherwise obtaining another person to exploit him or her for labor, domestic servitude, or sexual exploitation. The sheriff, William Snyder, said many women working in these locations were brought to the U.S. under the guise of having legitimate jobs, but were then forced to work in the sex trade. This may be a little off topic here, but you know, one major thing that advocates for legalizing prostitution say is that if you legalize prostitution, you wouldn't get this anymore. You wouldn't have these type of trafficking issues because it would be legal. You wouldn't have to bring these women in under the guise of a real job, and then, you know, bring them overseas and sneak them around and make them sleep in the parlor and all of that. And I haven't really researched it that much to talk about, you know, whether you should legalize prostitution or not. I'm not qualified to really speak on that, but you know, this is a real problem in this country. This is a problem that's been going on a lot. And you know, what's one thing that comes up every Super Bowl, every single time there's a Super Bowl, wherever it is, people talk about, oh, you watch out, there's going to be a lot of human trafficking going on down there. They're going to be bringing in all these prostitutes. They're going to be doing all this stuff for the Super Bowl, for all these rich guys who come in and you know, want to party a little bit. It's a huge problem.
But what you just said, I think therein lies the rub, is you know, it's kind of one of those deals where it's like, there's, you know, these big cities with these big power, you know, these powerful men are coming, so they bring in the, you know, they start the human trafficking in that city. And so you wonder, like, wow, the Jupiter Police Department is really, I mean, really highlighting that Mr. Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, is part of this investigation. And it's almost feels like a personal thing. Well, it's maybe the only thing I can think of is they're probably really highlighting Mr. Kraft because they want this to be people to pay attention to this. That this is a major issue in a lot of cities. And maybe nobody's paying attention to it, and it takes something like this unfortunate association with Mr. Kraft in the spa, in this investigation, to highlight the problem.
Yeah.
And so that people will actually pay attention to it and maybe actually try and do something about it.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't really have a problem with that. One thing I do have a problem with is Bart Scott, WFAN. You guys see this?
No.
Bart Scott on his show on WFAN just said that the Patriots would lose all of their draft picks for this. All of their draft picks. They should not be able to make a selection in the draft. Scott on FAN, referencing Spygate, Deflategate, and Aaron Hernandez, says you can't punish a billionaire with just a fine, so the only way to punish them is to start taking away first-round draft picks. Pump the brakes there, Bart.
A little strong.
Really? Pick? You're going to take away draft picks for this?
Listen, they paid their penance with the Deflategate and then the Spygate, okay? Hernandez, a little more sensitive, but, you know, they cut him before the trial and all that. You can't lose a draft pick for this. Give me a break.
Jim Irsay got caught DUI drug possession. He had that whole thing with his mistress in the house. You remember that? That whole thing? That girl who died? Like, he got $500,000 and suspended for 6 games, which, what the hell does the owner? What, suspending an owner for 6 games? Like, what does that do? What exactly is the punishment there? He can't go to the game. Oh, well, he's the owner. You can watch him on TV or, you know, go do something else that billionaires do. But, yeah, that's 6 games, $500,000. But Robert Kraft should lose his entire draft. Yeah, the Patriots should lose their entire. That makes a lot of sense.
Robert Kraft's actions should impact the work that the guys do on the field. Like, if you, you know, fine him monetarily or, you know, like they did with Jim Irsay, they banned him for 6 games. You really want to hurt Mr. Kraft. You don't allow him to be an active owner for that team.
Yeah.
For an extended period of time. That has more of an impact, in my opinion, a more personal kind of impact.
At the stadium he built.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Mm-hmm. My feeling is this is his. This is what he loves. Like,
yeah.
It's his thing, you know, that he loves it. It's a huge part of his life.
Yeah.
You take that away, and that's what would hurt him, I think, you know.
All right. 617-779-0985. The phone number, quick break. We got the headlines here from Mike Sarge Riley, and then we'll be right back.
And the developing news we continue to follow today. Patriots owner Robert Kraft, he'll be charged in a prostitution sting in Jupiter, Florida. Police say Kraft, one of 25 to be charged, and they say there's video evidence and an arrest warrant will be issued. A statement released by a spokesperson for the Patriots owner says, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity because it is a judicial matter. We will not be commenting further." Adam Schefter on ESPN saying Kraft is not the biggest name caught up in this sting. And after contemplation of retirement, Patriots safety Devin McCourty told the Sports Spectrum podcast last night he plans to return to the team next year, and his brother Jason McCourty, who will be an unrestricted free agent, told his agent he's planning to play in 2019. NHL trade deadline coming up next week. Today, Matt Duchene traded from Ottawa to Columbus for a first-round draft pick and a pair of prospects. And not that bad a travel because Ottawa and Columbus play each other tonight, so he'll be in uniform for the Blue Jackets. Bruins back to work tomorrow in St. Louis against the Blues. New addition, Charlie Coyle expected to make his black and gold debut. And the Celtics fell to the Milwaukee Bucks in their first game back after the All-Star break last night, 98-97. The Green continue their road trip tomorrow in Chicago. Sports Up Headlines brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Winter is here. Get your car ready at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to getanoilchange.com to save 15%. I'm Mike Riley on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Miss something? Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
.985 The Sports Hub, Christian Arcan here alongside Ted Johnson, Mike Sarge Riley in studio as well, taking you up till 2 o'clock, and then Mike, Tony, and Big Jim will be in here from 2 to 6. Can't imagine what they'll be talking about today. Richard Deitch just tweeted, and it's a good point, someone should sign Kaepernick now, like right now. Sign him now. No one's going to care. No one's going to mention.
Yeah,
this is the one thing that could actually overshadow Colin Kaepernick coming back to football if that were to happen today. You know who should really sign him? The Patriots. You want to really start? You want chaos? You know? You want to see the world burn? Robert Kraft arrested on prostitution. Patriots sign Kaepernick. Make it happen. Let's go. Let's get nuts.
If any organization can navigate its way through pretty much anything, I feel like this is the organization to do it. They seem to, you know, whatever comes at them, they seem to still manage to get through it and shine at the end of it.
Yeah.
More times than not.
Certainly they do. Listen, this is a just not to push this to the side or anything, but this is a really, really important offseason for the Patriots. Like, about as important as it gets. You got to figure out what you're doing with Gronkowski. Like, McCourty says he's back. Gronkowski, we'll see if he's coming back. You have 12 picks in the draft. Not if Bart Scott has anything to say about it. But you do have a lot of draft picks here. You're coming to the end of Tom Brady. You have a lot to do this offseason. And now this? Wow.
That's true. But the one thing that they are not going to do, they don't have to do this offseason. I think that they had to do last offseason. And I think a lot of credit should go to Robert Kraft for his ability to get Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in the same room together and have them function, you know, as adults and work together.
Yeah.
I feel like
if that was him, if that was him who did it, but yeah, I mean,
I feel like it was.
You think so?
I feel like it was. I feel like he has to be peacemaker and he's the guy that kind of kept those two together. When, you know, both of them probably wanted nothing to do with each other for a time or two in most recent history. And that he was the guy that brought them together and was like, guys, we got to overcome this. Let's come on, get on the same page. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go. And
sounds like that process was very stressful.
Yeah, well, so there you go.
Right?
So it's it probably wasn't easy, and probably very stressful. But that's a huge issue that I think Mr. Kraft had to negotiate, work through, facilitate between those two to get them on the same page. It seems like Tom and Bill are on the same page. So at least that's one big thing that he doesn't have to worry about this offseason.
Yeah, I'm reading here that a lot of, you know, like, that area, Jupiter, that's basically, like, rich athlete offseason central. You know, like, there's a lot of people down there. So whoever this other name is that Schefter sort of alluded to, the bigger name, could really be anybody. But it's probably someone sports-related, I would think, you know?
Yeah, that's where a lot of guys vacation.
If I had to guess, I mean, a lot of guys.
A lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of guys.
A ton of money in Jupiter.
Vacation down there for sure.
Yep.
We will, in today's takeaways, go back over all the audio. But the thing that's sticking out to me the most, and we sort of touched on this already, but the thing that's sticking out to me the most is the police and that press conference that they had. That police press conference, I think, was kind of extraordinary. You know, you're letting this big cat out of the bag, right? Like, this is, they know what's going to happen here. And they didn't do it in a you know, ha-ha kind of way. They didn't do it in a way that was like, oh, yeah, look at this big rich. They were shocked. They were stunned, you know? It sounded like the chief of police, whoever it was that was, you know, in charge of this press conference, when they asked him about, you know, are you surprised to see someone like Robert Hughes, I am shocked. I am absolutely shocked.
It's for the and same reason you're shocked. Say, same reason you're shocked.
Yeah, but like, I'm not a cop. Like, I'm not, right. I'm not someone everything. Who works in there. You know what I mean?
They
like,
see
yeah.
everything. Yeah. And probably, I think nothing really surprises them, you know, because my best friend's a cop, and I don't think much would surprise him. But for you're right. So when the cop reacts that way, the police department reacts that way, like, wow. It's so that says something. You know, the fact that they are surprised says something about this, too.
Yeah, and they seemed the. Listen, this is obviously a much bigger story than Robert Kraft. He's going to be the big name on it. He's the one that everyone's going to be talking about. And obviously, for purposes of us here, you know, the Patriots flagship station, it's a bit of a dicey situation here. But it's important to sort of remember that there's real victims in this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Robert Kraft, Robert Kraft is the name that's going to be attached to it, and maybe that'll give it more attention. And maybe, Teddy, that's a good thing. You know, maybe it's a good thing to have a big name sort of attached to a big problem like this going on in this country because people take it more seriously. But it's important to know that the serious part of this is the victims.
Without question. I think maybe I've delivered my message in a way that's when I say it's sad for the Kraft family or for New England fans, I don't mean to diminish the victims, obviously. In this, it's way more unfortunate and sad for them. Clearly, it is, and I just think that the police department in Jupiter was going to highlight Robert Kraft's name so that people will pay attention to this issue. Because I'll be honest with you, I was a little naive to it until some things started happening in Houston, where I was living previous to Boston, where it was like, wow, this is a big deal here, and I didn't really realize how bad it is. In today's day and age, I just kind of thought we had evolved and we were beyond that. And that doesn't happen in this country. Oh, yeah, it happens in this country. Yeah. And so this is, unfortunately, Mr. Kraft being attached to the story, it's going to bring a spotlight, a much-needed spotlight and attention to it, because I think a lot of people don't realize how bad this problem is in this country.
Yeah, and, you know, as far as setting a deterrent, you know, for going into places like this and paying them and sort of, you know, keeping this profession up and running. I mean, it takes people spending money to keep it going. Right. This is about as good of a deterrent as there is.
Right.
If they'll nail a guy like Robert Kraft, they'll get you for sure. You know?
But he's
like,
being charged as for a misdemeanor. Right. Right. He's not the one doing the trafficking. He's being charged for soliciting illegal prostitution. And it just so happens to be that prostitution that he was looking for was, you know, sex traffickers and, you know, people bringing illegally people over here and promising one thing and then not delivering and denying them what they thought they were getting when they came over to this country. So it's shocking. And honestly, I'm usually not a loss for words, but I'm a kind of a loss for words because it's hard to really encapsulate what was all going on here today.
According to police, Kraft has not been arrested yet. There's reports out there that he has. He's not been arrested yet. There is a warrant for his arrest with the state attorney's office, and it will be sent to Kraft's home in Brookline at some point, I guess, today. Maybe, I don't know, this weekend. I don't know when that's going to happen, but that's the plan. He's not yet been arrested. There's reports of that. That's false so far. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we will come back with today's takeaways.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I don't know why, but I just burst out laughing with, I love breaking news! That just made me really laugh.
Love it. What a day.
Do you? Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you are not close to an Awaken 180 location, their worldwide program offers the same great results from wherever you live. Online at awaken180weightloss.com. Today's takeaways, you can imagine what they are. The Jupiter Police
coming forward here, releasing some information that has rocked New England, Patriots fans everywhere. Here is the Jupiter Police mentioning Robert Kraft by name in this prostitution sting.
Liz, can you confirm for us that that name is the high-profile individual and professional sports franchise owner that we believe it to be? And could you please speak to that name and that situation?
Yes, sir. He is one of the individuals.
Name who he is?
That would be Mr. Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots?
Yes, sir.
And what is he being charged with?
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
And how many counts may he face?
Right now we have two.
So that would be two separate incidences or visits to the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, or one visit with multiple charges from that one visit?
Two different visits.
There you go. That was Kraft's name being brought up right there. We also have the Jupiter Police speaking on the arrest warrant, which I should point out also that a lot of outlets are erroneously reporting that Robert Kraft has been arrested. He is not yet. There is a warrant out, and here is the police to tell you about it.
Some of the high-profile individuals. Chief, very candidly, how stunned were you that Bob Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, is on a list of people allegedly soliciting prostitution at a local base?
We're as equally stunned as everybody else, or, you know, notoriety that would be arrested.
He will not be arrested, correct? He's being issued a notice of appearance?
He is not a resident of the state of Florida, so there would be an arrest warrant issued.
There would be an arrest warrant issued for Massachusetts?
From Florida.
So there's an active warrant for him right now?
Well, it's in the process with the state attorney right now. They've been handed the entire case packet and all the filing charges, and they'll be taking that process forward.
Will he go to Massachusetts or New York, or can you tell me where his residence is?
So that individual resides in Massachusetts, so the information would be provided to whoever he selects to represent him, and he would have an active arrest warrant here in Florida, in Palm Beach County.
All right, so there you go. The arrest warrant is with the county DA right now. It will be sent out to Massachusetts, and it will be served to Robert Kraft, I guess, at his home in Brookline. There's a lot of news cameras camped out there right now. If you're driving home through Brookline right now, you may want to take an alternate route. There was also questions about the video evidence and that coming up here. Here's the police speaking on the video that Robert Kraft allegedly appears in.
The question was, does the video contain Mr. Kraft inside receiving the alleged acts? The answer to that is yes.
Correct.
As the chief already spoke, there was two incidences.
Do you think it expands beyond those two incidences?
That would be casting an opinion at this time. I don't do that.
Two incidents on camera in both of them. So there you go. And finally, Adam Schefter was on ESPN today. He had a lot to say, including this.
This is obviously an incredible story that breaks on a Friday afternoon down in Florida. And there are people down there in that area, I'm told, who say that this story is going to heat up and get a lot worse. And I don't mean involving Robert Kraft. I'm talking about with all the human trafficking that has gone on down there. I'm also told that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name involved down there in South Florida. And we'll see what police turn up in the report.
Why is that not a surprise? It's just because the area where in which Jupiter.
It's not a surprise that there's a bigger name than Robert Kraft?
Well, because
I think that's surprising to me. The whole thing's been so bizarre.
There's surreal at times. I'm just saying that's where a lot of very wealthy, powerful celebrities and business tycoons reside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point I'm trying to make. The Jupiter, Florida is a very desirable place for the rich, famous, and very wealthy part of the country. So
sure.
So that's what I meant when I say that.
Yeah, I told. Hey, listen, my grandma and grandpa lived down there.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah,
I really didn't.
It's
this is a wild one. I mean, this is really
we're only on for a few more minutes, but there's still no statement from the NFL or Roger Goodell. I'll be curious. That's something I'll be tracking later today. Just I'd like to hear what the league office has to say about this.
Yeah.
Initial reaction to it.
And also, if you're just tuning in, Robert Kraft has through a spokesman for himself, not for the team, not a Patriot spokesman, a spokesman for Robert Kraft has categorically denied
all of these allegations, says that he has done nothing wrong and that they will not be commenting any further as this is an ongoing judicial process. So there you go. The police have got the warrant out. It will be served at some point either today or this weekend, I would imagine. And Kraft is maintaining his innocence. And so far, those are the details. I will tell you this. Robert Kraft, Bob Kraft, Patriots, Mr. Kraft, all of those things trending. Number one trending stories right now in the United States. And just not to downplay anything here,
power
certainly
the NFL,
not with this.
Though, right?
There is a lot of big news going on right now.
There is.
There was that guy, the guy from Empire. There was that Coast Guard guy with the guns and stuff. I mean, there was
guy,
R. Kelly just got nailed. Like, they're charging him with that's going on.
Yep.
Like, this is
NFL.
And this is the number one. This is the number one story in the country.
It's not even close.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's by a mile. And we don't even know everything yet. I mean, we really don't. This is something that's certainly not going away. As Schefter said, this story will heat up. More names will come out. Sounds like bigger names than Kraft will come out. We'll see. We'll see where this goes. We'll see what the NFL decides to do. I think that's probably the most interesting part of this right now is what's Goodell and the rest of the league going to do? The other owners, are they going to step in? Are they going to have a big powwow and make a decision here? Is there going to be discipline? Is he going to be encouraged to sell the team? Is there going to be something even more than that? I don't know.
There's going to be people that are going to suggest that. I've already seen my buddy Sean Pendergast, who hosts a show Sunday nights here, every Sunday night here on the Sports Hub, and who does afternoon drives down in Houston. He's already saying that he thinks that he should have to sell the team. It's
really?
I mean, there's going to be knee-jerk reactions. There's going to be, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you look at it on its face, he's being charged for a misdemeanor, okay? But it's the attachment to the fact that the parlor had sex traffickers there that obviously sensationalizes this story.
Yeah.
So there's going to be strong reactions to this initially. A lot of strong
Bart
reactions.
Scott thinks they should lose every single draft pick they have this year. So already the strong reactions have begun.
So just get ready. Buckle up. There's going to be a lot more where that came from.
There certainly is. So, there you go.
How the country feels about the Patriots. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to factor in.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, get ready.
The rest of the country, they are doing backflips right now.
I hate to say it, but there's people salivating over this.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Definitely.
Because the Patriot hate, yeah.
It's and that's predictable, obviously. We should all probably seen that one coming. I mean, just scroll down your Twitter feed if you need to see how much delight other people and other fans and other places are taking in all of this. Yeah. It's not, I'd like to say it's disappointing, but it's not.
We had a lot of bone on that Charlie Coyle trade, too. I mean, we're going to get after that one a little bit.
Hey, did you hear Ryan Donato had two assists last night?
Yeah. I heard
two
assists. Somewhere.
Yeah. One of them was on an empty netter, though, so it was really just one assist. That's all the time we have here.
It's in the record book.
Today, Sarge, great job. Yeah, Teddy, always a pleasure.
All right, boys.
And nice job back there with all this information we had to get down from our producers, Mason Souza and Jim. Thanks for all of that. Stay tuned. Felger, Maz, Jim Murray coming up next. We're out of here. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.